ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 9, किंग याति रिगेन्स हिज यूथ, टेक्स्ट नंबर 33। यदम चतुरवशम चैव देवयानी व्यजात विजायत देवयानी व्यजायत धुर्यम चानुम च पुरुम च शर्मिष्ठा वर्ष पर्वणि। Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Devayani gave birth to Yadu and Turvasu, and Sarmishta gave birth to Dhruyu, Anu and Puru. Since there is no purport, we will continue reading the translations. Text 34. When the proud Devayani understood from outside sources that Sarmishta was pregnant by her husband, she was frenzied with anger. Thus, she departed for her father's house. King Yayati, who was very lusty, followed his wife, caught her and tried to appease her by speaking pleasing words and massaging her feet. But he could not satisfy her by any means. Text 36. Sukracharya was extremely angry. "You untruthful fool, lusting after women, you have done a great wrong," he said, "and therefore I curse you to be attacked and disfigured by old age and invalidity." Then Yayati speaks, text 37. King Yayati said, "O learned, worshipable Brahman, I have not yet satisfied my lusty desires with your daughter." Sukracharya then replied, "You may exchange your old age with someone who will agree to transfer his youth to you." Purport. When King Yayati said that he had not yet satisfied his lusty desires with Sukracharya's daughter, Sukracharya saw that it was against the interest of his own daughter for Yayati to continue in old age and invalidity. For certainly his lusty daughter would not be satisfied. Therefore, Sukracharya blessed his son-in-law by saying that he could exchange his old age for someone else's youth. He indicated that if Yayati's son would exchange his youth for Yayati's old age, Yayati could continue to enjoy sex with Devayani. Hare Krishna. Very difficult verses to speak on. So His Holiness Radhan Swami was saying this will make a very great TV serial, this kind of stories. And I was just thinking, indeed the TV serials are like that. Whatever I have, the previous time I have seen, there are stories about many love affairs, frustrations and so many things just continues. So I was just wondering why this kind of stories we have to discuss, devotees. And devotees like Sukhdev Goswami, Parikshit Maharaj, they are discussing these stories. Very interesting. Of course, it is explained that Srimad Bhagavatam, they are basically narration of pastimes between devotees and the Supreme Lord. So, it is natural to think why such story is appearing in the Srimad Bhagavatam. That to just before 10th canto, we all like to discuss about Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pastimes, which is cleansed of any lusty desires. So why such stories are described? So this is something that, you know, intrigues. So, We'll try to discuss on this aspect. Not only that, if you last few days purport, if you see, Srila Prabhupada seems to not appreciate, but is supporting whatever Yayati has done so far. You know, those who have attended the class, that how Sarmista approaches and so many things. So, why Prabhupada is speaking like this, that also another thing that, you know, because somebody was, we were discussing yesterday, Jagannath Prabhu gave the class yesterday, and today I was supposed to speak, so I am here. So, I was just discussing with him regarding this subject matter. Like the purport he read, Prabhupada seems to appreciate, not appreciate, I'm sorry, I'm using that word. But he is like kind of supporting, say, polygamy, which is a hot issue nowadays. And there happened to be our Radhatiti Prabhu. He's like in line of His Grace Samanand Prabhu. He knows so many things, he knows. And he was saying, why polygamy is supported in Muslim communities? He said, because these are the countries in the deserted areas, and where there for money, food and everything, there used to be constant war. Because that area is like that, you know, scarcity and everything. So those people who reside there, there's a natural battle always that happens between them. And who's going to the war? Men or women? Who goes? To the war, who goes? Men or women? Nobody is answering. Naturally, men goes. So naturally, there is a less population on the male side. And female population goes up. So what to do? Therefore, there is polygamy. A social cause, they explain. Prabhupada also writes that in why polygamy is supported, because it's a natural, female population is naturally always more than male population, Prabhupada says. But of course, nowadays the statistics says, in India at least, the male population is more than female population. So what to do with the rest male population? They can join ashram, be brahmacharis. So this is how we discuss in our ashram. Anyway, so, and Govind Prabhu was telling once in our brahmachari class that how sometimes we should not take just one statement from Shastra and say that this is for me. For example, polygamy. One may say, I want to marry many wives. And Prabhupada says, okay. It's not like that. You have to see the whole picture. And it is not easy to understand Shastra as such by our own imagination and intellectual prowess. And also, it is difficult to understand the devotees, acharyas also, unless the blessings of devotees are there. That's how it is explained. So how difficult it to understand Shastra, I'll just quote few examples. Recently I read one pastime in Chaitanya Charitamrita and just happens to reflect some of these aspects. So I'd like to discuss that. In this particular pastime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just attained the age of 11 and he was teaching students the grammar. And because he was teaching and his Supreme Lord, supremely beautiful, powerful, his mode of explanation of Shastra was so nice, so perfect, that thousands of students are attracted to study under him, that is explained. Like, Shastra may be there, the words may be there, like Gita was there for so many years. And all Indians know Gita is there. But how many could actually understand, unless it would have been explained by Srila Prabhupada? You know, many of us might have tried to study Gita. In my own attempt also I tried somewhat to study Gita, but it was very difficult to. Normally we study Gita to answer our own self-interest. What of my self-interest is supported by Gita? Or what, this is my problem, what Gita says. That's how we study. But actually, Gita, if has to be understood properly, then it has to be under guidance like Srila Prabhupada. And then whole explanation is very clear. And here the Supreme Lord himself was teaching, so naturally everything was crystal clear, his explanation. And everybody would be attracted to hear from him. And in this way it is explained, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu travelled to East Bengal, this is Bangladesh. And there lived one Brahmana whose name was Tapan Mishra. This Tapan Mishra was a very sincere person. And he was studying many scriptures to understand and ascertain what is the goal of life and how to achieve it. Two things. First, we should understand the goal of life. Then sadhana, how to achieve it. What is sadhya, what has to be achieved and how to achieve it. And while he was studying all the scriptures, instead of finding answer, he was confused. So he was a learned person, Pandit, but he was not able to understand a certain, and he was very distressed, therefore, studying many, many scriptures. And there, Kaviraj Goswami writes a very nice verse. He says, Bahu sastre, bahu vakye, chitte brahma hai, sadhya sadhana srestha na hai, nischaya. He was studying many, many scriptures, bahu sastra, bahu vakya, many commentaries also, different commentaries. Therefore, chitta brahma hai. Sadhya sadhana srestha na hai, nischaya. He was not able to ascertain what is sadhya, what is sadhana. And the commentary Prabhupada says, sometimes people are fond of many, many books. People like to become bookworms, Prabhupada says. But that does not help actually. In fact, sometimes it may distract a person's attention from devotional service. Therefore, the Acharya is also, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, doesn't recommend to study many scriptures. Therefore, Prabhupada has given us chosen sets of books and his own compassionate commentaries, which is enough for a devotee to go back to Godhead. So therefore, Prabhupada says in the purport, if one diverts his attention to studying many books, he cannot fix his mind on devotional service. Nor, the point I was trying to make is this line, nor can he understand many scriptures. Why? For the scriptures are full of grave statements and meanings. So it is not easy to understand scriptures because they are full of grave statements. And the meanings are very deep. So therefore we may study from our own point of view the Shastra using our own intellectual capacity and understanding, and that may give certain satisfaction and pleasure, but it will not be able to resolve different issues. Like the pastimes that is happening now is very, very bewildering in one sense. And someone is so lusty, and he is described in the pages of Bhagavatam. And Prabhupada seems to saying, okay, Sarmishtha, for example, Sarmishtha is approaching King Yayati in a secluded place to have a child. And Yayati remembers that Sukracharya warned him not to do this. But still he feels, okay, this is dharma, I am a kshatriya, I am following religion, somebody is approaching, I cannot say no. So in that way he goes. So if we see at this particular angle, then we can say that this person was not in control. In one sense we can think like that. But Prabhupada doesn't say anything like that in the purport. In the purport, Prabhupada doesn't say anything like that. He doesn't speak anything ill against Ayati. Basically, he's saying, yeah, he's following dharma. And that is quite okay. So I was thinking like this, then we remember that how His Holiness Ramaswamy was speaking on this particular pastime, and he was saying, because Yayati is ultimately a devotee, so in the future verses it will be revealed that how Yayati was thinking of Krishna in his heart. So therefore, just by this logical thinking, we cannot understand the Shastra completely. The whole picture will not be revealed unless we refer to the guidance of Guru Srila Prabhupada and his commentaries. We have to strictly keep in mind. Otherwise, these arguments based on logic and even Shastra, sometimes people quote Shastra to justify certain things. doesn't help actually. Like if we see even Arjuna in his attempt to explain Krishna why he will not fight, he was quoting many scriptures, many verses. But finally he also says, like Pradyumna Mishra, he also says that I am confused. Krishna, I am confused and his soul surrendered unto your lotus feet. Kindly instruct me. Then he says, there is no one in the whole entire creation who can resolve my problem except you. When he says his humbleness and exhibits his humbleness and commitment and his total faith that Krishna can alleviate his miseries, then Krishna answers his question. And as we know, the first verse Krishna says, asochan anasochyavshan pragyamadascha vasase gatasuna gatasumscha nanusachindi pandita. He's saying, you are lamenting for that which is not lamentable. Pragya vadam sa vhasase. Pragya means very intelligent, learned. Vada means arguments. Pragya vadam sa vhasase. Vhasase means bhasan dereo. In one sense he is saying, the political speech. I have no substance in it, just empty promises. Similarly, Arjuna is speaking so many big arguments, but it is all empty. It has no value because it is not helping him, not helping anybody else. So therefore, Krishna is rejecting completely. But the real Pandita is one who doesn't lament over that which is not worth lamenting. That is the body. And therein Krishna explains how we are just combination of body and matter. The whole explanation begins from there. And then in the end of that chapter, Krishna explains about lust and the problem involved with it. That's the whole subject. But here we see that recognizing that Parikshit Maharaj, Jayati King Maharaja, Jayati is actually a devotee and he is going through many difficulties in life because of the lusty desires. But throughout these ups and downs, what was constantly happening in his heart is actually thought of Krishna. And that is going to be explained in the later pages of this pastime. And then how he always is planning in his heart of heart to come back to Krishna. Because that is our eternal nature. And because of that, though he was having material attachments, devotee never forgets Krishna. So in this pastime we can see that these things are basically explained. And so the lessons that we can learn is basically Krishna is using his devotee to demonstrate that how his devotees are glorious in all circumstances, in one sense. Krishna uses his devotees to exhibit this kind of things. And in this particular example, we can see that although Jayati was, in his activities, appears to be very lusty, but still ultimately Krishna can save him. And that is one good lesson that we can learn. What is our lust compared to this particular, pastime? We'll be like completely burnt out, this fire, big fire. So, but Ayati, despite going through so much problems, he is able to remember Krishna, and Krishna is saving him. So Krishna says, anybody who surrenders to me, then he is able to save us. He can easily save us. And this kind of lusty affairs, like television serials, very common on the television and on the streets everywhere, it is like that. Somebody may say, I am lusty, I cannot come to Krishna consciousness, it is very difficult for me to be saved. Then through this pastime you can understand, if Ayati can be saved, then any of the person in this age and time can also be saved. And of course, this lust is compared to fire in the scriptures. It's like a forest fire that cannot be extinguished so easily. But everyone has to walk through this fire successfully to reach Krishna. It's like Agni Pariksha. So the Ramayana is, Ram Navami is coming in few days. So if you see, Mother Sita was there. She is non-different from Radharani. She is the supreme personality of Godhead in the feminine aspect. So in that particular pastime, it is Ramayana explains how although Ravana is lost personified, and Mother Sita was there next to him, but she was never touched by that lust. It's always pure, completely pure. So later she was walking through this fire, Agni Pariksha, but that fire is nothing compared to what the fire of lust is compared, you know. So devotee has to prove his chastity to Krishna by walking through this fire without getting untouched, without being untouched. So that is the test, but otherwise our chastity to Krishna cannot be proven. So in this way, we can understand that if we constantly think of Krishna in the heart, and all these problems, ups and downs will keep coming in everybody's life. But if we just continue in a very with all our commitment to Krishna, then no doubt that we'll be served by Krishna. It's like that. And it's not just that Krishna, this lost problem of past is there, but he also explains in Gita how to overcome it. So basically we are a spirit soul and we have come in contact with matter. So there are two natures. One is eternal, the other is temporary. Na sato vidyate bhavo, na bhavo vidyate satah. That one is eternal and there is no perishment. It doesn't perish. And the other is temporary and it perishes. So because we are permanent, mixed with temporary, and we identify ourselves with the temporary, therefore there are problems. That is the problem. How we know we are permanent? Because we have permanent desires. We want to be happy forever, for example. Nobody wants to be happy for temporarily. Anybody wants to happy become temporarily? No. Nobody wants to be happy forever. That means we are eternal. So this eternal is mixed with temporary and identified with temporary, and we are trying to get permanent effects from temporary things. And therefore we are unhappy. So therefore Lord Krishna explains very clearly that this desire to lord over comes because of lust. And therefore one has to conquer this enemy of lust. And how it can be done? Krishna says, one has to engage one's senses in his service. Tani sarvani samyami uktayasita matpara. Tani sarvani samyami. With controlled senses one should engage in Krishna's service. Then this problem of lust can be actually diverted to Krishna. And despite all these problems will come, because we are living in material world, these things will come, but we can pass through it gradually. And these wonderful pastimes, great saintly persons, pure devotees, they discuss to understand and glorify Lord Krishna's greatness. Hare Krishna. So, thank you very much for your kind attention. Any questions or comments? गंधरा श्रीमद् भागवतम की शैल प्रभुपाद की समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे।